got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. Thank you for asking. It went by like 90 going. No, I really don't know what happened. It went by so fast. I have a brand new biblical question I get to in a minute. But we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you're like, wow, I wish I could, but I got to go to the market. I got to go protest ICE or go protest somebody. I got a fight with my neighbor. I just can't sit and watch it. You can podcast. But don't worry. You can still listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right. It's Monday already. And Mondays, rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And Mondays is, at, even though we take all calls, we take the ladies' calls as they come in, we do it anyway. We take all calls, but Mondays, because we love the ladies, is and will always be Female Monday.
She knows she's still the boss.
That's right. And don't forget, all my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah. What a mess. What a mess. Amazing fellowship yesterday. It was like, I never know how they're going to go. And so I am being as helped by them as anyone else, really. I never assume how they would go, or I don't plan what to say. Now, if something has happened during the week or something I want to remember, I jot it down so I can share it with them, but I have a way to see about it, and I'm so glad. I've always had that in these meetings, Sunday morning meetings, and when I go to talks and everything, a wait and see. And I'm so glad that I was shown to always have a wait and see, because we don't know what we want. We don't know what to ask for. And some people want to overcome being intellectual and just learning knowledge and never getting an understanding. You want understanding. And believe me, understanding is way greater than knowledge. Knowledge just builds the ego. Understanding makes you free. Really. And I cannot express how much. And if you were not there or didn't get a chance to watch it live on the YouTube channel there, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. You can podcast. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was like through the roof. It was amazing. And Searching Souls were, they had major input. We were edifying one another, helping one another. And so last week, biblical question was, what is the greatest display of power? What is the greatest display of power? And it was very interesting. And the feedback I got, a lot of you were right about it. Some I didn't understand it, but you're right about the greatest display of power is defenselessness. Defenselessness. And what I mean by that, what most people don't know, and none of us knows until you start to see and wake up, you get to know yourself. Then you start to understand. But until you start to look within, you're never going to understand what I mean by the greatest display of power is defenselessness. What you want to know, if you want to be free, for those who want to be free, and I understand that most people don't, really, and I'm okay with that. You have a right to be in misery. You also have a right to hurt yourself by trying to hurt others, to roam the earth to see who you can hurt and get a thrill from, see who you can judge and get a thrill from, see who you can hate and get a thrill from it. You have a right to be suicidal and commit suicide if you want. And no one has a right to judge you. You have a right to stay in your hell. And then the people that want to come out, and there are many that want to come out around the world. Most don't, but many do. You have a right to overcome the devil. But what most people don't know, and we all don't know until we start to wake up, we don't know how the thought affects the body. Really, it's amazing. It's the thinking that affect the body for evil or for good. You'll know that. You won't know until you give up thinking. You know, there was a young man, and some of you hear his voice a lot, Raymond, and know who he is. And he still speak negatively of himself. And for years I've been trying to encourage him not to do that. One of the worst things, but not the only thing, one of the worst things you can do for yourself is to speak negatively about yourself or positively about yourself. You should speak either way about self, neither negatively or positively about oneself, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you think and feel that way about yourself, you will stay that way, and it'll get worse. Because the mind, the thoughts affect the body in one way or another. And you keep speaking that into your life. And I suggest, do what you want, that you stop. And the greatest display of power is defenselessness. And the reason is because in reality, there's an illusion where y'all think is real. And I used to think it too before I started to work on myself to wake up and overcome. But in reality, there's no one there to defend. There's no one there to defend. There's no one there to prove that you're right or wrong about anything. You don't need to prove anything to anyone about anything. There's no one there to do it. And when you call yourself being strong and defending the false self, because that's what people do, you're being weak. You're defending the devil and don't know it. When you're suicidal, when you're angry, when you're lonely, when you're depressed, when you're revengeful, when you're jealous, when you're gossipy, when you think God is, or the Holy Spirit is convicting you, when you think all those things, you're defending evil. You're calling the devil God or you. And it's just not you at all. And that's what the devil, and which is evil, want you to think. That's why he's constantly talking to you in your head about the past and the future and how you should be feeling. There's a God consciousness, the mind of God that you want, but you're never going to have it until you give up the lower consciousness, which is of the devil. There's God mind and Satan mind. And I understand that most people not, even Christians, they don't want to give up that. They cannot accept or believe that is not them. And they will fight you on it. I feel it. I think it. I feel it. So it must be me, they say. Only the devil does those things to you. Evil. God is of love, and in him there's no jealousy and strife and envy and worry and suicidal thoughts, depression, loneliness, sickness, or disease. In him is only perfect help and perfect love. And whether you know it or not, until you, however you want to call it, being born again or returning to the Father, give up anger, you and evil are one. And you may deny it because evil tell you to deny it. Somebody else made you feel a certain way. Someone else did something to you. It wasn't you. It was their fault. God, and the devil even tell you that God is convicting you. God never said he'd convict you. Satan tell you that God is convicting you. Other people tell you that. Other lost people. There's no thinking about God or Christ or getting to heaven. You want to get to heaven, you got to stop thinking about it. Thinking keeps you out. Isn't that amazing? You have no, and you will, for those men and women who are truly seeking the kingdom, putting that first and foremost above all things, you'll see, stay with it. And it will be made clearer and clearer and clearer. But you got to stay with it. And don't let the children of the devil inside of you and the children of the devil outside of you, inside of others, don't let them deter you because they will try to stop you. And it's not them, but it's the hell that's in them. Forgive them. They know not what they do. And have life. And you can have life abundantly right here while you live. You don't have to wait by and by, someday when you die. I wouldn't take that risk about you, but do as you want. So for those who want to be free, stop defending the false self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your actions. You're not your emotions. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're none of those things. And you're not what other people think about you or say about you, even your own parents or your own family members. You got to keep your eyes on you and forget about the world. Let the world go to hell in a handbasket. They're already in hell. Let them continue to go. What the? So do what you want, but stop defending the ego self. That's the nature of the devil. And if you want eternal life, you must die. You must give up a life, the ego life, if you want the real life. You want a life that you never have to defend. You want a life that you never have to even think about, but just live. And it's possible for all who wants it. And those who don't want it, you can live the way you want in your hell. Spend your time thinking about others and trying to hurt them. Or have a showcase personality where you're trying to please them. It's up to you. And so a brand new biblical question. And I asked this question yesterday in fellowship. I mentioned it. And people said different things. And so I thought, we got to change the biblical question, hate. Because I had a couple others that I had considered. But then I got a text or a super chat from someone that suggested that we not change it. And it made sense. So I'm like, you're right. We're not going to change it. And it's still an amazing biblical question. The brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. They're all juicy. Because for those who want to know themselves, biblical questions are all doozies for you. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe that you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe it? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? An amazing question. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. It's amazing. And I want to give you some example of an evil, evil warfare. And how children of the devil, on both sides, those who think they're right, and those where both sides think they're right, and then they fight. Never, ever winning. Have you noticed that when you fight with others, or with yourself, you never win? When you fight for and against something, you never win. And eventually you move on from that fight and you didn't win anything, but your ego was fulfilled. You felt good. You got a thrill, but you never won. Because two devils always fight in the mind. You fight with the devil, you argue with the devil. And outside of you, you fight with others, and they fight with you. And both sides think that they're right, but they're wrong. There's nothing to fight for. Zero. lay down your weapon and turn the ship around. KSTP, Fox 9 and Fox 9, the U.S. Department of Justice says it's investigating after a report that dozens of protesters with the Radical Justice Network, Racial Justice Network, interrupt a church service in St. Paul on Sunday morning. Isn't that amazing? Both sides think they're right. But these, according to the report, they interrupt a church service this past Sunday. Protesters said the pastor in question is a guy by the name of David Easterwood, and is also the acting field officer, office director for ICE in Minnesota. Watching from Fox 9, the protest was documented in part by CNN anchor and turned YouTube with Don Lemon. Watching from TikTok and Instagram. Amazing.
Tell us why you're doing this.
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere that is a key location. They don't expect us to come there. And then we disrupt business as usual. So that's what we're about to go do right now.
Renee Good!
Demanding justice for Renee Good and letting them know that this will not stand. They cannot pretend to be a house of God while harboring someone who is directing ICE agents to wreak havoc upon our community and who killed Renee Good, who almost killed a six-month-old baby. Enough is enough. I am a reverend on top of being a lawyer and an activist, so I come here in the power of the Almighty God.
She calling Satan God. See the evil in that? And what's even worse, these radical evil activists are led by females. No good is going to come out of that. Zero. It does, no good comes out of it when it's led by radical men, because it's the same feminine spirit, which is of the devil. Which is of the devil. And then they fight. And they're getting thrills from it. I saw a report where you know how President Trump is gonna get Greenland back, or get it. I think we once had it, but get it back. And so one of the news channel reporters went over there to talk to the protesters, because over the weekend it was reported that people in Greenland was protesting because some of the people don't want America to control Greenland. And so the reporter went over there, and then during his report, he said, let me talk to some of the young protesters to see what they think about America and Greenland, American control of Greenland. And of all the people in the crowd, and there were several, appeared to be several people there, of all the people in the crowd, they went right to a young woman to ask her, a young female to ask her, what did she think about it? They went past all the guys and went to the female and asked her, what did she think about it? And from what I saw, if they show males commenting on it, I didn't see any. But one of the worst things that has happened in America is that you have allowed the daughters of the devil to take over completely now in jobs and and in reporting and in these kind of rallies, everything. It's not going to get better. I promise you, it's only going to get worse because that's not the order of God. And it's no, it don't work. It doesn't work in the home. Why do you think it's going to work in a protest? They're led by the spirit of evil, and lo unto the man or the woman who listened to the woman. It's just the way it is. And men are afraid now. And men have the woman nature anyway. They attack and act just like the woman. And they're leading, going right to and deeper into hell. That black female, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, I'm a reverend, and I'm here for the Almighty God, lying. God has nothing to do with that. You think God would send some people to somebody's church to protest? Disrupt a fellowship? Think about that. They're doing all evil in the name of Jesus. Hell on earth, a spiritual battle inside each human being. It's not on the outside. It's on the inside of you. And you can overcome it. According to Wikipedia, that black female name is Nakima Armstrong. And she, according to Wikipedia, she is the president of the Minnesota chapter of the NAACP. Minneapolis, NAACP from 2015 to 2016. What a mess, huh? And it's only going to get worse because this order of life is broken. And all people, except for those men and women around the world who are starting to overcome evil. And fear not evil. Evil has no power, no authority at all. And if you overcome your false self, evil can't touch you because there's no one there to touch. The thoughts are gone, the emotions are gone, and you realize you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions. So you lose all those fake worries that you've been living with. All of us will if you do it. Paul said, and I repeat, it's not you, it's something inside you that makes you do, think, and do what you do to yourself and to others. Christ said to love one another. If you don't love all, you don't love him either. What you do to others, you're doing it to him. Because he understood that the sons, the real sons of God and daughters of God are all one. We're the same. It's just that you're divided and don't know it. And then they say Renee, as though Renee was some angel walking down the road and somebody just shot her because they had nothing better to do. They leave out the fact that this is what hell do. It leave out the fact that Renee was out there. If she had not been out there, she may would be alive today. You don't interfere with the law. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. She fought the law and the law won. Let that be your lesson. I fought the law and the law won. Back in a moment. Check out my book, Courage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, welcome back. I'm being told that the phones are having some issue with the phone, and they should be, the engineers checking out to see what's going on. They should be up and running in a minute here. A couple announcements. Number one, check out Sunday Fellowship. It was amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? And like these videos. Hit like. Hit like. Number two, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Family and individual counseling. If you want or need counseling, if you want or need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. And be patient, because I'm really booked with counseling. And so she may not get you in right away, but she'll take you down, sign you up. And then if someone can cancel or reschedule, you'll be the next in line. It's amazing. Also, support us on social media. Social media. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. JLP on Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And JLP Talk on X. So like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell. All those good things. I want to go back to this story of apparently this past weekend, which would have been January 8th, I believe. The day is the 19th. So that would have been the 18th, according to the report. Some radicals went into an interrupted church service, all under the pretense that they care about the illegal aliens more than they do the American citizen, all under the pretense. And they said they were looking for a guy by the name of David Easterwood, the preacher of the church, because allegedly he is supporting the ICE. He's the acting field officer director of ICE in Minnesota. And they pretend they are angry about that, because they love the illegals more than they love the American citizens. So here is Fox 9, the last soundbite about that right now. This is Easterwood did not appear to be, when they went into this man's church on Sunday, apparently he wasn't there during the, according to Fox 9 or TikTok, it's been reported that he wasn't there that Sunday, this past Sunday. Easterwood did not appear to be on hand for Sunday service. But the church lead pastor, Jonathan Parnell, did speak with Don Lemon. Watch this from TikTok.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are your people? Why are you not at Whipple every day fighting for the humanity, standing for our people? Where are you?
What do you think of it? I mean, this is unacceptable. It's shameful. It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians in worship. So,
but there were folks who said,
I have to take care of my flock.
Okay,
my
but listen, we live in a constitution, the First Amendment, to freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and protest. Yeah.
We're here to worship. We're here to worship Jesus because that's the hope of these cities. That's the hope of the world is Jesus Christ.
I want
to
be very respectful. Here. Please don't push me, though.
We're here. We're here to worship Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we're here.
Okay.
That's what we're about.
Don't you think Jesus would be understanding
love
these folks?
We're about spreading the love of Jesus.
But did you try to talk to them as
a
Christian?
No one is willing to talk.
Okay.
I have to take care of my church and my family, so I asked that you actually would also leave this building.
You don't want us to
Unless you're here to worship.
I'm always worship. I'm a Christian.
We're here to worship.
Yeah.
We're here to worship. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
A spiritual battle. A warfare. And it's going to get worse. I never, ever, ever in my whole life imagined for a second that what's happening in my country could be possible and would be actually happening. It just didn't seem that way growing up. There was a young lady at church yesterday, our fellowship for the first time. She was 80-something. And she, too, was like, there's no love, Jesse. I never imagined when I was growing up, she said, there was love for one another. And people treated each other differently and things were different. And she was black, or appeared to be black. And she was right about that. Things have changed in ways that I never imagined were possible. It just didn't seem like this had happened in America. And when I started out doing radio before podcast, before that I was doing a TV show, but I never, when we would report on these type of acts, it was happening in other parts of the world, third world countries. I had no idea that, and I was thinking that would never happen here. No one would even allow that to happen here. It's here now. We're being overtaken. We're being overtaken by the radical children of the lie of all races, and then the Allahu Akbar people. America is giving its country away to the Allahu Akbar people. Think about that. And although all of our people are getting support from American citizens who call themselves Christians. It's mind-blowing, but it is happening. Look at that guy out of New York, the so-called mayor of New York, Mondami. You've allowed him to come in. Ilhan Omar. You allowed the enemy to run your government. Think about that. And it's going to get worse. And God have nothing to do with it at all. God's not in it. It's all evil, not pure evil. Pure evil. And they call, I'm a Christian, they say. I'm attacking my fellow man because I'm a Christian. Don Lemon like, I'm a Christian too. When did you have the right to go into somebody else's building and carry on like that? You have no constitutional right to go into someone's fellowship, I don't care who it is, and carry on like that. And if you were of love, you wouldn't even consider doing anything like that. As a matter of fact, if you were truly of love and not of hate, you'll let people be wrong and not interfere with their lives at all because you have nothing to prove. You have no reason to try to convince anyone. You're not even supposed to convince anyone that Jesus is the Son of God and that God loves us and that we must return to the Father. We want to be free. You don't have to convince anyone that either they want it or they don't. So stop trying to save people. Another example of evil. This is from X. A Minnesota daycare worker confesses to intentionally suffocating an 11-month-old boy because she wanted attention. Watch this from KSTP-5.
We have some horribly sad news tonight about the death of an 11-month-old boy at a daycare in Savage. Police say 18-year-old Thea Russell, a child care worker, has confessed to strangling the little boy and a 4-month-old girl at the center last fall.
From the moment Harvey was born, he filled our world with sunshine.
Harvey Mucklebuss was about to celebrate his first birthday when he mysteriously died in September after being dropped off at Rocking Horse Ranch Child Care in Savage. Harvey's family has held close to his memory ever since as they've waited for answers.
Harvey, every day we ask ourselves why it had to be you. Every day we live with the pain of what happened to you.
Savage police say it's taken months of interviews, examining evidence, and waiting for lab results to lead to the arrest of 18-year-old Thea Russell, who had worked at Rocking Horse Ranch for only 3 weeks.
This is a heartbreaking case that has shaken our entire community.
Savage Police Chief Brady Jewell says Russell had been a suspect since she had been caring for Harvey and a second little girl. Investigators say both children experienced medical distress at the center, but it took months to piece together what happened to them. Jewell says they had evidence to make an arrest on Tuesday, at which point Russell spoke again to detectives.
During the questioning, Thea confessed to intentionally suffocating the two children in an attention-seeking act.
And the woman said, I think she was the mother, but the woman said, they're trying hard to understand why it had to happen to you. Well, I want to tell you why it had to happen to the child. Number one, the accuser, if it's true, I don't know if it's true or not, but a court could report. The accuser was evil. That's why she did it. She wanted attention. And however way to get it, this is what evil people do. And then number two, it happened because the mother and the father, if he had the father there, didn't love the child. They dropped the child off at a daycare center because they didn't want to be bothered with the child. The mother didn't want to stay home and raise no child. What you doing dropping a young baby off at a babysitter that young? Oh, you want the thrill of working. I don't know her situation, right? But women do this all the time. And sometimes they expect the government to pay for child care. If they had loved the child, the child would have been home with the mother. And the child probably would be safe or living today. That's why it happened. You dropped your child off at a little baby off at a babysitter service because you didn't stay home to be with them, whatever reason you were gone. Why do you stay home and raise your children? No, you got to go to work. Amazing, huh? Remember in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men? The men would go to work, and the mother would stay home and raise the man's children. They didn't drop them off at a daycare. Because at those days, or during those days, they loved their children. They loved their children. Not anymore. Parents don't love their children. And so you send them off to daycare centers. This is what happens. And then you cry. And you pretend, oh, I just don't understand. I'm so hurt. No, you're not. You're lying. When she's crying, she's lying. So I don't know what's going on with the phones yet, so I can't. I'm not, because nobody's telling me anything. And when I find out, I'll let you know. All right? But this is Google AI. The police chief states Russell, the murderer, according to the report, had a documented history of attention-seeking behavior. A lot of people like that. Oh, what they won't do to get attention. But this woman has, according to the story, a history of attention-seeking behavior, including making nonsensical 911 call and starting fires at a church camp. What the? And you send your child, a little baby, to a childcare or daycare, babysitting, whatever. You get what you deserve. You get what you deserve. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with rich or poor, or so-called famous or not famous. It's spiritual. And all human beings are evil until they return to the Father. You must drop your anger. You must forgive and return to the Father. Ain't no other way out. Otherwise, you are a lost soul. And you're going to fight the law, and the law will win. Especially with Trump in there. You playing with the wrong person now. Because Trump is not backing down. And you could be like, oh, Renee. Trump is like, what the? Renee brought that on herself. You don't fight with the law. The law will win. 888-77-53-773. I got to take a break. I don't hear any music or nothing, but I'm looking at the clock. And when I come back, your phone calls and super chats. I think the phones are working now. It seemed to me. I can go find out. Back in a moment.
some serious mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, as well as the females. We should, anyway. It is the 19th of January, AD 2026, and there is one line open. You can call in right now. The phones had, there was a phone issue earlier in the first hour here, but we got it straightened out. You can call in 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773, and JLP will be back. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. And more great stories is the plan. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the so-called nation will pause today. I doubt it. And honor and remember the legacy of so-called civil rights leader, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It's a federal so-called holiday. Thanks, Reagan. He seemingly begrudgingly signed that thing into law. After these blacks pushed for it, which means most offices, banks, and government agencies will be closed. It's also so-called a national day of service, something like that. Whatever that means, huh? Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Greenland tensions. The United States and Europe are at odds over our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's demand to take over Greenland, a man who thinks for America rather than for whatever. Over the weekend, Trump threatened to impose a 10% tariff on any and all goods from several, or at least a few, key European allies, so-called key, that opposed the move. Trump's threat sparked a flurry of activity across the continent. Protests erupted across multiple countries. Ooh, as if that's going to scare Trump, right? And European Union ambassadors held an emergency meeting Sunday to coordinate a response to the tariffs set to take effect February 1st. Trump said the 10% tariff would rise to 25% on June 1st unless an agreement is reached to purchase Greenland, which he claims, seemingly rightly, that the United States needs for national security reasons. We'll see what happens. And Minneapolis riots, they call them protests. The Pentagon has ordered about 1,500 active duty soldiers to prepare for possible deployment to Minnesota as anti-ICE rioters, commies, and law enforcement clash in Minneapolis. Normal protesters don't clash with police. What? The demonstrations persisted throughout the weekend in response to thousands of federal officers who've been conducting immigration raids throughout the city. What I heard was that they're not allowed into the jails to get the criminal illegals because of Minnesota law protecting a sanctuary state, apparently, I guess, protecting the illegals from deportation. Sleazy. Anyway, military officials tell Commie Nonsense that they have options ready for President Trump should he decide to send troops over there into the city. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves. Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. I hope you had an amazing weekend. You and the phones are working now can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for all those who want to overcome their personal misery, but for not those who don't want it. Because I know most people love the thrills of misery. They love it. They are children of the lie, of the devil. Don't be mad at them, no. Forgive them. They cannot see. Forgive them. They cannot see their loss. The brand new biblical question for this week. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe it? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. Do you believe it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it. But you can also listen on your phone anywhere in the world. We are here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white. Everybody and they mama if you're black. So, you can podcast the show if you got to go do something. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but because Monday is Female Monday, we take the ladies' call first as they come, or as they come in. Because it is and will always be Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? What a mess! Let me go to Albert, a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Albert, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Albert.
I think a little bit nervous. I don't know why, but
relax. Let the thought go.
Yeah.
About being nervous.
Okay. Wanted first to thank you for all the information. I've been listening to your things about a couple weeks, really, and a lot of things are starting to make sense and connect. But today it was more of a specific question toward emotion.
Yes.
And, like, what's the right way to look at emotion?
To know that it's abnormal to be emotional, and an emotional person is an evil person.
Okay. So in the Bible, there's different passages in which God shows emotion, whether it's anger, jealousy, those kind of things, including Jesus overturning the tables at the temple. How do you interpret that?
Where did God show anger? What do you say, anger and what else?
I think jealousy.
Oh,
was
jealousy?
Mentioned in the Old Testament, yeah.
When, you know, the Bible has been rewritten over and over again, and the people who read the Bible are deceivers. They rewrote the Bible based on their emotions and their life and what's going on in the world today. In God, there is no human emotions, nor human evil anger, because human anger, anyone that has anger and emotional are of their father, the devil, but they have been told that they have the same anger that Jesus had when he turned over the temple, the tables in the temple, or when God talk about anger, they think that God has the emotion or had the emotion that they have, and it's just not true. When you are of love, if you need to take action, you can take action without being angry. As a matter of fact, you'll take the right kind of action when you're not angry or emotional. But every time you take action when you're in your anger or emotional state, it's going to always be wrong. It never works.
Okay. So was Jesus angry when he was overturning the tables? Or
no.
He just, no. Uh-uh. Okay.
And I can promise you that. He was not.
Okay.
Are you overcoming your emotions? Are you still dealing with that kind of stuff?
Working on it.
Yeah.
I've been doing the silent prayer, and I've forgiven everyone, as far as I understand. I haven't. Several years ago, me and my father didn't get along at all.
Right.
And I came to a point where I asked for his forgiveness and forgave him for everything, essentially. But I never thought about forgiving my mother until you were talking. But I feel like I've forgiven her. I haven't had an event where I come to her, like you're mentioning, I guess you're suggesting, but I have forgiven her in my heart.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Why have you gone and faced her and forgive her? Because all those emotions that you have came from your mother. And so you as long as you don't forgive her, you're going to think and feel and act like a woman. You'll become angry and judgmental and do exactly what women do, because that is your nature. And it's not your natural nature, but it's the nature that you receive from your mother. Why haven't you gone and forgiven her so God can change, the spirit of truth can change that?
Because I haven't come to a point to fully understand, so I have forgiven her in my heart, and I'm looking into your material to try to understand whether it has to be an event that I go and forgive somebody, or can I do that without...
Did you go and forgive your father in person?
I did.
Why'd you do it with him but not with her? Why are you using excuses not to go to her, but you did it with your father?
Well, it's not excuses. My father, blatantly hurt me, so that's at
How
the forefront of my mind.
How did your father hurt you?
Various ways. Okay. Being absent, being unloving, sometimes physically abusive, that kind of stuff.
He was that way to you or to your mother?
To me.
And so you... He apologized?
Yeah.
Okay. Your mother set you up to feel the way you feel about your father. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother. And since you became a mama's boy, you identified with her, and you treated your father the way your mother treated him, because you didn't know any better at the time. You thought they were your ideas, but you had gotten those ideas from your mother. Your mother has recreated her image. She's not a good person. She has no love. She has set you up to pretend that she is an innocent victim, and she's not. She's a victimizer.
I understand.
You understand that?
Yeah, I do.
So why haven't you gone and forgiven her then?
Because you haven't told me to yet.
But you've heard
me. I'll go.
But you've heard me say to go and forgive your mother and your father. And you did
it with your father,
but you didn't do it to your mother because you were free.
Well, I've done it with my father years before I even heard about you.
Okay.
And then in the past few weeks, I've been listening to your material, and I've been trying to make sense of it and implement it. So,
you got to face your mother, Albert.
Sure. Yeah,
and,
I don't.
And don't let evil, and don't ever ask anyone to forgive you.
Really?
You forgive them, and God will forgive you. Human beings do not forgive. It's not in their nature to forgive. And whenever human beings say, I forgive you, they're lying to you.
And but you're asking me to forgive my mother, so how does that make sense?
Yeah, and you're forgiving her by saying, I realize, mother, I realize now that what you did to me, turning me away from my father, imposed your will on me, you played victim, I realize now you can help yourself. Now that I'm adult, I understand you can help yourself, and I'm wrong for judging you. So forgiveness is when the individual admit that they're wrong for being angry, because anger is judgment. And when you admit to your mother you're wrong for judging her, God, don't ask for her to forgive you. God will forgive you, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
That makes sense?
So simply, yeah, so it's like speaking what you just said is sufficient for forgiveness, right?
When you can admit you're wrong, absolutely. And don't have any expectation from her or anyone to say, if they say they're sorry for that, then fine. If they don't, fine. You forgive them anyway. And I promise you, Albert, your life will start to change. The anger will be taken away, because anger is darkness. It's the nature of evil. It will be taken away from you, and you will have, you will be fine. But you got, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I'm working on doing the silent prayer. I don't fully grasp what that looks like, because I'm very analytical in nature.
Right.
But I'm taking at least 5 minutes just to sit there every morning and eat, well, mostly evenings, to
stay with it. It'll be made clear. But you got to go and face your mother, and you're gonna be shaking in your boots. The devil's going to try to tell you, oh, you're going to hurt her feelings or whatever. Don't fall for it. You forgive her. Whatever her reaction is to your forgiving her, it's on her. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Will you let me know how it goes?
I will.
All right. And don't be afraid. I mean, you may feel afraid, but don't. You do it anyway, so that the fear, when the anger disappears, the fear would disappear as well.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Not right now.
And don't believe the people that tell you that Jesus was angry, God angry, because those people are lost. They think that Jesus was emotional as they are. They don't know that emotions is the nature of evil. It's the nature of the devil.
So there's no such thing as righteous anger.
No. Uh-uh. What, the way you deal with life without being angry, that's the right way. When you can not judge people, when you can forgive people, when you can speak up without being mad at them, that's the right way to deal with it.
Mm.
And that will happen to you, Albert, if you overcome evil by forgiving, admitting you're wrong for being angry, and forgive. I promise you, you'll be fine.
Okay, Jesse, we'll do.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Lola out of Virginia. Lola, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Lola. Amazing.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year. I wish you well this year.
Thank you. So I got this, you know, when you say, did you get a light? I got a light about 2 years ago on this issue about Jesus being angry.
Yes.
And every single time I wanted to call, every time anyone made that argument. So I know that this was a light, and it was a, I don't know what they call, like a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing my silent prayer. And this, it just came to me, and it was, I don't know how to explain it, but it was Christ saying, imagine your father has this beautiful mansion, and you open the door, and you see rats all over the place. And you get a towel, and you shoo them out. And someone comes in and says, why are you angry? He wasn't angry. He saw the rats in the house, and he shooed them out. Why do people equate that with anger? Anyone think about it. You have your house, and all of a sudden you open the door, and critters are all over the place. What do? You shoo them out, and you resume life as it is. So it's a nonsense when people say Jesus was angry. No, he had a fervor for his father's house. He saw what was happening. He dealt with it, and he moved on. He was not angry.
Well, the people who believe that and says that, they are saying it because a couple of reasons. One is that they have been told that Jesus was angry. And then number two, they're angry themselves, and they don't know. They're asleep, and they don't know that anger is of the nature of their father, the devil. But they have been told by experts and all kind of people that it's natural to be angry. It's just a human emotion. Everyone is angry. You need anger. They've been lied to, and they have not looked within to find out that they've been lied to. So they've just been deceived, and they believe that it's true.
Yeah, you're so right, Jesse, because sometimes, I mean, following you all these years, I've been on this journey with you for 3 years, and you've shown me the way to not have anger, but to speak up for myself. So most of the time I find myself conquering fear by just saying the truth and not caring about a person's reaction about it. I just say the truth in love. I don't have any emotions about it. And when I do, a lot of times people come back to me and say, why are you angry? I wasn't angry. I just said the truth. I mean no ill will to you. I wish the best for you. It's amazing how everything that I thought was right was wrong.
Yeah.
And everything that I thought was wrong is right.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something about that song that you play at the end. That's just been my life's journey now with God. I want to get back to the way I was designed to be and nothing else.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I don't care who turned against you, who try to stop you, just don't resent them, because it's not them, but it's the evil inside of them. And that evil is telling them to go after you. You forgive them and don't get angry and don't try to prove anything. I promise you, Lola, it's just going to get better for you.
I don't believe that. I know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
Amazing. And stay with it.
I will. Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller, Waylon, I believe, out of L.A. Waylon out of L.A., Waylon, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to say thank you for improving my life. I discovered you when I was 17, and I was going through a dark place in my life. I was filled with anger.
Yeah.
Then I heard the message of how you need to forgive your mother and father. And I'm going to be honest, I was a total mama's boy.
Yeah.
If you can tell, I'm pretty nervous right now, which I know I don't need to be, but this is my first time doing this.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah, so... I know, right? It is amazing. But I was also watching other people like Larry Elder, because I know you know him. He talked about his father, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest, my mother turned me away from my father when I was 13. And keep in mind, I was indifferent about my father when I was younger, before I turned 13. But I went from being indifferent to resenting him until November of 2024, when... I was watching you and Larry Elder, and I said, you know what, I'm going to tell my father I'm sorry for resenting him. And I already told my mother that I was sorry for resenting her too. But whenever I told my father that, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you, that was wrong of me, I felt like I had been forgiven by God, which I knew that's what you were talking about.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I got a question.
You're out of Louisiana, not L.A., right?
Yeah, I'm out of Louisiana.
Okay.
Louisiana.
All right.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Stay with it. And you have a question about what now?
Well, before I tell you my question, I just want to let you know I've been doing my silent prayers.
Right on.
Every morning?
Yeah.
And, well, not every night like I'm supposed to, but definitely every morning.
Well, I want to encourage you, before you go to sleep at night, make sure you do it for a few, at least 5 or 10 minutes. You can do it longer, but 5 or 10 minutes. I'm telling you, rest, the way you sleep will change as well. You will have perfect sleep.
Yeah, I've been working on my sleep, too.
Yeah.
Which I'm not perfect at it, but I'm definitely have been working on it.
Right on.
Okay, my question was, I was watching one of your, I think it was one of your services. It was about how you bought a house at 25 with no money. Like, is that still possible now? Because I was talking to my father about it, and he said, well, I mean, it's because you're black, so that's how you're able to get the house with no money. Yeah, which I thought was funny. I mean, I thought it was wrong, but factually, I thought it was wrong, but I thought it was funny.
No, I was a, back then, in the 80s, they had assumable loan. You can assume the loan without having money to put down. And it's meaning that if a person have a house and they just want to get rid of it because they can't afford it or something went wrong, you can assume the loan. They had those. I heard that they may bring those
back. Hold on, I got to put you on mute. Hold on, Jesse. I got to put you on mute real quick.
On what? Oh, hold on, Waylon. Derek, let me know. We're doing a show, buddy. Don't hang up. Derek, let me know when he's ready. Let me go to Rob out of Virginia. Let's see here. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Church was amazing yesterday.
It was Mamma Mia.
It's amazing. It always, when I'm paying attention, it's always like something that related to my wife and my life, like that week. I just wanted to share a little anecdote of something that I experienced last week that kind of came to life and what you were talking about yesterday.
All right.
And that, I had one night, I don't know if I ate something bad or something during the day, but it was the evening, about time to, you know, turn down for bed. And I was just so sick to my stomach. I felt like, I don't know, like my mind just started going, oh, you're going to be up all night. You're sick. You're da, 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 trying to whatever. And for whatever reason, in that moment, it just came to me. It said, I heard like, or not, I didn't hear, but, it just came to me to be a doormat, even in my sickness. It wasn't like I had been practicing it in like not defending myself or just letting people say whatever about me.
Yeah.
But this was in my private time alone with my own body. And I guess that being a doormat, it told me to just like relax into it. And I did. And I slept like a baby. I just kind of like focused on the pain that I was feeling and didn't listen to the voices telling me, oh, get up, go get ready. Oh, you're good. You know, da-da-da-da-da. And it was just amazing. So I just saw the connection, I guess, yesterday when you were talking about Jesus physically healing and
in
the
amazing,
mind.
That's amazing, Rob. That's an amazing story, man. And I often wonder, how was Jesus able to just heal people? And I realized that Jesus saw, when he saw the person, he saw the whole person. He didn't see the divided person. He saw the whole person, and he knew that the whole person, the real person, never got sick. There is no sickness or disease in a person who is made whole because you have the nature of God. And so it was only sickness in the body, and the reason it was sickness in the body because the person think or thought that they were sick, and the thinking affect the body, and so the body becomes sick because the thoughts tell you that you're sick. And I didn't realize that, and it was so deep I didn't know what to do with it. So right on, man.
Yeah, I experienced that too. It wasn't like, you know, light didn't shine, the earth didn't shake. It probably doesn't sound like a big miracle to a lot of people.
That is amazing to me.
I experienced it, and it is amazing, and I thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for everything.
Stay with it. Stay with this. Stay with it, Rob. You haven't seen anything yet. You're on your way. You're on your way to an amazing life. Stay with it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing, sir. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Laddie bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. One way to become greater is to know what he does not know. So let him know and reach equilibrium. Seeing eye to eye can be done in more ways than one, says Laddie.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Laddie.
Yeah, thank you.
Skip Laug, the great...
Laug, Skip!
The greatest display of power is to remain silent when falsely accused by others, like Jesus did when accused by Herod.
Because, and that's so true, because you don't prove anything to the devil. You owe the devil no explanation, no nothing. And people who try to do that to you, they're evil. They are of the devil. Why would you waste your time on them? With some well, though, don't get angry at them. Don't judge them. They cannot help it. Amazing. Thank you.
Joseph B. Jesse the GOAT, greatest of all time.
Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it.
Nilla Thrilla, been a member for 9 months, a Bond supporter.
Right on. Thank you.
The greatest display of power is Jesus rising from the dead.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 222 gold pills on pilled.net.
Amazing. Thank you, Pastor.
Good morning. Fellowship of the Coons. This all, was yesterday in church.
All day long. The Coon.
Mari, happy Sunday, everyone. Much love. Kissing emoji with heart and drip.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Nilla Thrilla, they call him King.
They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him King, and they hold rallies in honor of the King. Some people call him Daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Faith to sight. No message.
Thank you. Faith to sight.
Coconut meat with a LOL lady, blue-skinned lady with purple hair, hitting the ground and on her knees, doubled over in laughter.
Coconut what?
Coconut meat.
Coconut meat. Thank you. Mm. Amazing.
Joe M., once you're sick enough, you'll change.
That's for sure. When you're tired of being sick, when you're tired of that life, you will change, absolutely.
Kimberlyn, with a lemon head kneeling before a bush of flowers.
Thank you. Oh, amazing. Nice.
Pink Catman. Question, after Satan leaves your head and you're free of him and his children, quote unquote, do your thoughts become good and are from God?
100%. You will have the mind of your father, God. Absolutely. I got to take a quick break.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a quick moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Thank you. All right, folks, welcome back. Check out our merch, amazing merch, and my books are amazing. And I will sign them for you if you like, to whomever you like. From Rage to Responsibility, my first book, and then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans, and the Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide, a little pocket guide. If you do them, you can't go wrong. Seven steps. And last but not least, the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. It brings it home for you. I highly recommend them. And check out all the other merch, T-shirts and mugs and Punchy's coffee. Amazing coffee. Unfortunately, we can't ship it overseas, but anywhere else we can. So go to rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. After that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then check out Punchy TV. Oh, Lord. Check out Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing stuff. Brand new episode. You can podcast there. And it airs brand new episodes every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing stuff. And the FallenState.TV. Check it out. FALLEN, thefallenstate.tv. Let me go quickly to a first-time call out of Ohio, Chase. Chase, you are on the air. What happened to Waylon?
Hello?
Okay, Waylon, you can call back. You had to mute and run. Chase, you are on the air.
Jesse, everybody does it. My name is Case.
Is Kate?
Case, C-A-S-E.
C-A-S-E. Like, oh, they had Chase. Like, my bad. They had Chase, like, and not
like,
Case.
Like, just, yeah, I know. Everybody does it.
Oh, okay. I got you now. Amazing.
I went to worship. I went to church yesterday. The reading that church was Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick.
Yep.
You're talking about this. What else does it say in the Bible about heart being sick? Who's got the best story to describe it? Do you know?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
So where else in the Bible can I find, and you're not a scholar or anything, but another example of where Christ was, like somebody said, he turned over the tables, he was mad. But he was, no, they said he was, they thought he was mad, but he wasn't mad.
No, he was not. Have you dropped your anger?
Still working on that.
Have you dropped your anger?
Not all of it.
And why not?
I don't know. You were talking to Albert earlier. That struck a nerve, you know?
And how did you drop some, but not all?
I did the exact same thing that he did. I talked to my dad. I resolved things with my dad. It's a different situation with my mom.
And why? How old are you?
I'm 46.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother? That's what your real problem is.
Yeah, I know.
And why haven't you dealt with her?
I have a big resentment against her from 30 years ago.
And that's what Jeremiah meant. The heart is wicked. Why haven't you gone and forgiven her so you can, your heart can change from evil to good?
That's right. That's why I need to hear the word from you, Jesse. So I'm listening.
And the reason you haven't gone to her is why? Is what?
I don't want to get her I don't want to get her upset. I don't want to get, I don't know.
And why are you concerned about her getting upset or not when it's about you and your life? Why are you concerned if she get upset or not?
I don't know. It makes me feel bad. Like I said, I don't want to make her feel bad. I don't want to see inside. I don't want to take a, like I said, I don't know. Give me a break. I'm a little nervous. I'm on the air. I'm nervous, but that's okay.
But is it your responsibility if she get mad or not? That's on her. That's the hell in her. It has nothing to do with you. That's why you must forgive her so you can, the hell she's passed on to you, you can overcome.
Yes.
Will you face her now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was writing a letter to her.
But no, you want to talk to her. You want to
face her. I want to face
her. Yeah.
Yes. All right, Jesse.
Let me. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am doing my silent prayers, yes.
Right on. Stay with that, all right?
Let me do it this morning, you know? All right, Jesse, you take it easy.
Let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Everybody afraid of their mama. What's up, baby? Jessica's daddy. And Satan give them excuses why they shouldn't deal with the devil and the mother. But you got to forgive your mother and return to the father. If you want to be free, if not, stay in your hell. Let me go to Virginia and talk to Jabril out of Virginia. Jabril, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jabril.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
Perfect.
You believe you're perfect?
Yes.
And why do you believe that?
I believe that the imperfection of the human being is God's way of showing us that we're all perfect. Like our heart is perfect through God, because our heart belongs to God. So we're perfect through God, but our nature, our human nature, is imperfect.
Interesting.
And also my daughter had a question for you.
Okay, I'll put my two cents in on the biblical question Sunday. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Here's my daughter. Her name is Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Aubrey. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Nine.
I used to be nine about 109 years ago.
You're 100?
Almost. You have a question for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you have a gavel?
Because of evil. You said, a dabble. I thought you said a devil. A gavel.
Yeah, that hammer.
Oh, because you know how sometimes the judge have to tell the people to be quiet? And then they don't listen, so you have to pound down on the desk to get their attention. It's to help keep the people quiet.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
May I ask you one question?
Yes.
Do you ever get mad?
Sometimes? Yeah.
And what made you mad sometimes?
Sometimes my sister does things that makes me mad.
Okay. So here's what I suggest for you, all right? The next time your sister makes you mad, don't get mad. Let it pass. Don't yell at her. You just let it pass because you don't want to grow up being an angry person. You want to grow up to be free. And the way you stay free is to never get mad. Speak up, but don't be angry, all right?
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
And remember, don't get angry. Speak up, but don't be angry.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
All right. Call me again.
Okay.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. Waylon out of Louisiana is back. Waylon.
Yeah, sorry I put you on mute. My dad was at the door and my cat was right there, and I understand I can't have any background noise, so I wanted to respect that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So did you understand that when I first bought my house at 25, they had what they call an assumed loan,
yes, sir.
An assumed loan. And so I didn't even know they existed at the time until I started looking for a home, and then that's when the realtor told me that they had a person that wanted someone to just take over their loan. I'm like, what the? So I was able to do it. But they got rid of those kinds of loans, but I think I heard that they're going to bring them back, or they were talking about bringing them back.
Nice.
So that's how I was able to get it.
But I just want to let you know I'm 19 now, and I say that because I said I discovered you at 17, so
right.
You've been really helping me. Yeah.
When you stay with it and stay away from anger and thoughts, and you're going to be surprised at the things that would naturally happen in your life, because your life has already been given to you. It is already laid out. And so practice staying present. Don't get into your head.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
And I do struggle with anger and fear, but it's not nearly as much as I used to.
Right. But have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir, I have.
And what did you say to her?
I said, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. That was wrong of me.
Yeah.
And I forgive you.
Right on. Nice. Well, do the silent prayer, and let's say that the thought, because it's just a thought, which creates a feeling of anger, if they come again, just watch them and be aware of them, because when you're aware that you're angry, you're no longer one with the anger. You're separated from it in that very moment. So just watch it. Don't call it you. And just watch it and do nothing about it. And it will be taken away from you. And it will go and will never come back again. You will get to a point where nothing or no one can ever make you angry, even if they try. Or even if you wanted to get angry, you will be able to get angry because it's not inside of you. You can't do it if it's not there. So just stay with it.
Yes, sir. And again, thank you for telling me this. I mean, just thank you. Honestly, like, you're the reason I say, you and Larry Elder are the very reason I say America needs strong fathers.
Yeah, absolutely, man. If ever America needed strong men, period, it needed it now.
Oh, 100%.
Are you white or black?
I'm white.
You white? Amazing.
Yes, sir, I'm white.
Okay.
Say that again?
I said right on.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I'm going to let you go. Okay, we'll be safe, man.
And stay with it, buddy.
You too. Be safe.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Jay out of Arizona. Jay, you are on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My question or comment is, I've been listening for many years, and I took your advice to forgive my mother. And I forgave her, and she started doing really good for a couple years and like turned her life around and everything. And I worked really hard to, you know, buy my house and, you know, provide for my family and stuff like that. And my mom, she started, dealing with substance abuse and stuff like that again. And I forgave her about a year ago for, you know, doing substance abuse and having her problems and going up missing and stuff. And, you know, not being there, I forgave her for that and I stopped resenting her. But then the second that she started, you know, using again and, you know, not going to work and stuff like that, I started to resent her again and, you know, hang up on her phone calls. And I don't really see her as much as anymore because I'm angry that, you know, she fell back into that life. And I guess my question is, how do I really forgive somebody if every time they don't do what I want them to do?
go ahead. Every time they do what you don't want them to do, and what?
If they don't do what I want them to do, and then that makes me angry. So, like, I feel like I haven't really forgiven my mom because, you know, I say I forgive her and everything's cool, me and her are all fine. And then the second that she, you know, starts, you know, using drugs and stuff and doing things that I feel that aren't good and productive, I push her away. So I'm wondering if I really forgave her or if I'm just forgiving her when she's doing what I want her to do.
What give you the right to resent your mother for living the life that she want to live?
Nothing, but I think because I want what's best for her.
You want what's best for her if she doesn't want it?
Because I feel like I love her and, you know, I want what's best for her.
But if you loved her, you would not want what's best for her. You would want her to have the life she wants. And you would keep her out of your life so she doesn't destroy your life with her life. But you would not judge her for wanting the life that she wants. That's what love is. Love is not wanting the best for anyone. Love is not judging them for whatever life they decide to live.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. I guess I didn't think about it like that, like unconditional love. That's very true. Like, no matter what she does, I'd be there for her and not resent her.
Yeah, but don't let her in your life to destroy your life. Don't give her money. Don't let her live with you. Don't try to beg her to change. Don't be mad at her for not changing. But don't let her use you, though. Just don't resent her.
Yes, Mr. Peterson. So, like, when she's giving me phone calls and stuff like that, like, let's say if she just wants to talk about my day or something like that, but I know she's high, you know, I can tell in her voice or something like that. And so I kind of want to push her away because I don't like her company because I feel like she's not necessarily a good person right now. Is that resenting her or is that kind of just protecting my peace?
Well, you should protect yourself for sure, especially with drug addict people and angry people. But if you want to talk to her, talk to her on the phone. If not, don't, but just don't be angry at her. And again, okay. Don't give her money. Don't feel bad for her. Don't.
I do that a lot.
You feel bad for her?
No, I do give her money here and there and stuff.
Why do you give her money?
I just hate seeing her like dirty and stuff, you know, like not buying like a, you know, soap and stuff like that, like, you know, buying stuff, you know, she needs and stuff. So I'll give her money.
No,
you know, she still
won't do that.
Yeah.
Do not give it. And the reason you give her the money because you resent her and that resentment is bringing up false emotions. And you think that that's love. You think that you feel sorry for her. You don't have a right to feel sorry for anyone because they're living the life that they want to live.
Yes.
And do not give her money, though.
Yeah.
Don't give her anything. Just don't resent her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she staying at your house?
She was, Mr. Peterson. Yeah, she was.
What?
I had to ask her to leave because my wife works really early in the morning and she was coming home really late and stuff. So she's keeping my wife up all night.
Why did you let her move into your place, period? She's a drug addict, according to you.
I guess, you know, just trying to be, I'm her only son. So I guess I was trying to just, you know, be Mr. Macho, you know, provide and stuff like that. Hey, I know you're going through a hard time. You can stay with me, you know, so.
No, you're not responsible for her at all. She, and only she, is responsible for her own life. Don't let her in your life. She'll destroy you.
Yes, Mr. Peterson. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Unconditional love comes from a place of, you know, I wouldn't judge her no matter what she was doing. Yeah.
But if you feel sorry for her, that is judging her, and you're going to find yourself doing things for her that you'll regret later because she will take advantage of you.
Yeah, she has been. She has been.
So
thank you, Mr. Peterson.
Yeah, don't resent her, but don't let her in your house. Don't let her use you. just don't resent her. Let her live the life she want to live. And if you want to talk to her, fine. If you don't, fine. You don't feel guilty if you don't. And don't feel good if you do. Because feelings are all wrong. They are not from God.
The thoughts are not me. Those thoughts are not me. So if I'm feeling bad for my mom, I'm saying she's cold or something like that. Those thoughts are not me. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if they're using my pride and ego to make me feel like I can take care of her and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'm realizing this as I'm talking to you, Mr. Peterson. I got goosebumps. Thank you so much.
And are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, Mr. Peterson. I do the silent prayer very often.
How about every morning and night? No.
Not every morning or night, sir. I kind of miss here and there because I forget. Sometimes I'll be so busy. But as soon as I remember, I'll do the silent prayer.
Well,
as soon as I remember.
I want to encourage you, don't put anything before seeking what's right first. You must do the prayers so that you can stay present with the spirit of truth, and the spirit of truth will change your life for the good. But you got to put that first, because if you don't, whatever you put first, it become your God, whether it's your job or your wife or your kids or anything, your mother, you put that first, it will become your God and it will destroy you.
Yes, Mr. Peterson.
So put that first.
Okay. I definitely will do that. And I'll start doing the silent prayer a lot more frequently,
Absolutely.
Know, because as I was doing it in the morning, it helped me out a lot.
Of course.
For sure, especially my mom.
But be done with your mother. Just don't resent her.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
You too. Thanks. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. When I come back, we'll do some super chat. Back in a moment. The hate news coming now, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old here world, or this here old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Monday the 19th of January, AD 2026. There is one line open. I do believe you can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Nice. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor Baby. Common Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting about that the riots and communism over in Minneapolis. And Trump may decide to send troops into that city. They are on standby. News of the soldiers on standby sparked backlash from local so-called officials, including Minneapolis Mayor, not a Christian, Jacob Fry. Looks like Frey, but it's Fry, who said the plan, I wonder if he's baked, said the plan is designed to intimidate residents and is completely unconstitutional. What, is he high on pot? What's unconstitutional is protecting illegals from deportation. That's evil. Not good. Anyway, The Spain train derailment. Did you hear about the train in Spain that derailed? At least 39 people were killed, dozens more injured in a high-speed train collision, high speed, in Spain just yesterday, Sunday. Officials said a train traveling from Malaga to Madrid, with 371 people aboard, derailed near Adamus, with its rear three carriages crashing into two carriages of another high-speed train traveling in the opposite direction. Huh? What a mess. That's crazy. And the impact caused both trains to overturn and sent several carriages plunging down an embankment. And the disaster sparked nationwide grief, says Common Nonsense, with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez calling it a night of deep pain for the country. Wow. It happened at night. Investigators examining the cause of the crash, one of the country's deadliest rail accidents in more than a decade. 39 people at least killed. Dozens injured, right? Gaza reconstruction, you know, over how Gaza attacked Israel, now Israel attacked Gaza. Members of President Trump's quote-unquote Board of Peace, nice name, for rebuilding Gaza will receive permanent membership if they pay $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion, according to a U.S. official. All funds raised will go toward rebuilding Gaza, the official said, which was ravaged by 2 years of war between Israel and Hamas. Hamas didn't care for their people. They just kept on fighting Israel. That's not right. Trump said he will serve as chair, calling it, quote, the greatest and most prestigious. Did he say prestigious or prestigious? Most prestigious board ever assembled, said Trump. Nice. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been invited to join the board. Isn't that nice? Hey. And is reviewing the invitation, his spokesman said today. Other members include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Nice. I guess. I don't know. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Hey, isn't that nice? And Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Little Marco becoming Big Marco. Very prestigious and very great. And a moon mission. The moon is real, and we're going to it. NASA's 10-day Artemis II mission will lift off as soon as February 6th, taking astronauts Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and the Canadian Space Agency's Jeremy Hansen to the vicinity of the moon for the first time since Apollo 17 in 1972. Spacecraft carrying the four people will not land on the lunar surface because it lacks the capability to do so, so said a NASA spokesman, explaining. However, the crew will aim to reach beyond the far side of the moon, potentially setting a new record for the furthest distance humans have ever traveled from Earth. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't watch the show, you got to go work out or make breakfast or do something, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone. As it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats as well. It is Monday. And because we love the ladies every Monday, and we take all calls, but every Monday is female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. I ain't gonna take it no more. My daddy.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
I know you
all do. My life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You see it, I was there.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Amazing. Female Monday, a spiritual battle. I'm going to get to your calls in a minute, but it is. The sooner you see that it's a spiritual battle and it happening inside of you, not outside. Now, yes, it's happening to other people inside of them, and yes, they try to take it out on you for the thrill of it, but that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. And fighting one another, arguing and trying to prove one another, and trying to protect the false self, you're never going to be free. You will live in hell. And this I promise you. But if you stop the fighting, the greatest power is defenselessness. Don't fight and don't protect the ego. It's not happening to you. It's happening to your false self. The thing that you must die from and you've been protecting all of your life. I want to know your thoughts on this conversation from 1964 between a wife and a husband about life. Run and tell everybody to watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody watching? Okay. This is from 1964 from Grok. This post features 1964 footage of a wife pressing her husband, who works from 6:30 to a.m. to 1 a.m. He works from 6:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. And so the wife is pressing him to share work details for emotional closeness. Watch this from David Hoffman on YouTube.
And I really don't feel that you take the time even to tell me anything that you're doing during the day to make me feel at all close to you. I can't just see you on Saturday night and Sunday and really feel a part of your life.
Well, I just feel that you've got better things to worry about here at home than to worry about the problems that I encounter during the day. Why add more to your day and problems granted, you may want to be a part of these problems, but there isn't anything that you can do. Excuse me, it's something that I have to work out. Things that you're not really, you shouldn't be concerned.
If I don't know anything about you from 6 o'clock in the morning until 12:30 at 1 o'clock at night when you come home, what can I, you know, what can I say? How can I feel close to you? You have a certain responsibility to me, even if not to Joni and so forth. And I think at times it is a little bit selfish. It is.
What do you mean, selfish?
Well, you should be home even if you don't do a thing. There are times when you really should just forget some community activity, I feel, and just come home, and even if you don't do a thing, just to be here.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I remember those days, folks. I'm old, but I ain't that old. But I remember those days when men didn't go home and tell the wives their problems from work. They didn't even discuss it at all because her job is to watch over his children and keep his house running and stuff like that. And she wasn't going to be able to do anything about it anyway. So why take your problems home? I remember those days. But now the men, they tell the wife everything. Because she made them do it. And then she used it against them. What do you say about that, Nick? Had you seen that before?
No, I'd never seen that.
What do you think about that?
Well, I thought it was, I thought it made sense. What's she worried about? What's she going to, tell me about your day, honey. How about you keep talking? I'm eating. You keep talking. I'd love to hear. You keep going. Let me eat.
You're leaving me out of your life. I feel like I don't know that about you. I want to be close to you. You're leaving me out.
That's such a made up thing. And I've heard so many women say it that now I'm convinced it's like the devil or something.
It's true.
Their own
the
ego.
Devil.
It's. I've heard so many different women say it, and it doesn't make sense because, yeah, that's just made up. You're causing a. You're creating a problem that's not. That doesn't exist. You're still
husband and wife. She's sitting there home and taking care of the house. The devil telling her, your husband never tell you what he does at work. Don't you feel left out? You need to know. You could do something about it. And there's nothing she could do about it. And men in those days would not dump their work issues on the wife. Oh, man, huh?
And she said it's because she doesn't feel part of his life. She doesn't like, you know, most people don't realize what really motivates them. And it's usually a selfish, selfish thing.
99% of the time it is. Something selfish about themselves, trying to please their egos. Hey, real fast, hey, come here. I want to hear what the white guy has to say about this. This is so reminding me of the good old days, bro. This is the Oscar and Harriet moment.
What did you say?
This is a Ozzie and Harriet moment. Remember that TV show?
No.
It was like that. The man was Ozzie, the wife was Harriet. What do you think about that, hey? She up there whining about his life at work.
She's wasting her time with him. I mean, she's wasting her time, her precious little amount of time that she gets with him.
Right.
Having a bad attitude.
Why she want to know what went on at work?
It's supposed to be a lady.
She's a lady.
Be appreciative.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. She's a lady.
Did she say, how am I supposed to get to know you?
Right.
She married him. I hope she knows him.
He provided for her, heifer.
They're eating dinner. Enjoy that moment.
Right. I'm not close to you. I don't feel close to you.
Yeah. How am I supposed to get close to you? Something like that.
Right. So she can use it against him.
Terrible.
What a mess.
That sounds like a crazy schedule. 6:30 a.m. until midnight when I see you.
Yeah,
so how long does that man have to even rest? Like, less than even 5 hours?
And he definitely doesn't want to come home and tell her about his long day and try to eat some dinner and hang out with them for a minute and go to bed. What the? Amazing.
That's too long of a day.
Make herself something that, make her, present yourself as something to look forward to, not to dread coming back to.
I know. Even at 6 o'clock in the morning, you got to come home to that.
Is he a slave, though? What's going on?
At 1 o'clock in the morning. But men work long hours. It was the right thing to do.
Somebody in the chat was saying he has two families.
Oh, Lord. They playing.
I hope so.
They're just joking. What the?
Terrible.
And one last thing before I go to the phone. Some of you heard of Jake Lang. And Jake was on this show recently. And Jake is the guy that harassed the Muslims. Well, I don't know if you call it. Is it harassing the Muslims or reminding them they can't take over America? Something like that.
Something like that.
But he goes out and protests the Allahu Akbar people, right?
Right.
And Jake was at a pro-ICE rally there in Minneapolis. NBC News. This is from NBC News. A right-wing provocateur who was pardoned for charges tied to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol said he was stabbed during a pro-ICE rally outside of Minneapolis City Hall on Saturday. Watch this from CNN.
Video shows right-wing influencer Jake Lang appearing injured during a confrontation at a protest in Minneapolis. The footage shows a large crowd downtown. Lang is seen moving through the area with visible injuries, blood on his face, head, and clothing. Lang led an anti-Islam, anti-Somali demonstration near City Hall earlier that day. He announced plans on social media to burn a Quran and to march into the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, which is home to a large Somali community. Lang's march against Minnesota fraud was a protest against what he alleges is government corruption. Hundreds of counter-protesters arrived at the site, overwhelming Lang's small group of supporters and preventing him from continuing the demonstration. Lang was later confronted by counter-protesters as tensions rose and eventually left the area. CNN affiliate KARE reports Lang did not burn a Quran. Lang later claimed in a post on X that he had been stabbed by a counter-protesters, an allegation CNN could not independently confirm.
Amazing. I saw some of this on the local news, and they were really appeared to be really pouncing on him, too. They just beating him and doing all kind of things. And when I saw this protest happening, it reminded me of all the European nations, countries, where they've allowed the Allahu Akbar people and others to come in. And now the Allahu Akbar people are fighting them. And that seemed to be happening in all of the European countries or nations. Why do you let these people in their country knowing that they'll become their enemies like that? And I never imagined to see something like this in America. It's mind-blowing to see that happening. Remember when you can protest and it wasn't that bad? People disagreed and agreed. And it's still two devils fighting one another, but at least the devils didn't fight in that way. But there was like a bunch of people appeared to be attacking him. And, Hake, I believe that the European nations are gone now. Because this is happening in all the white countries.
Yeah, they seem further gone than America, even further gone than America.
But
Canada,
America is like gone. Look, these people carried everything but an American flag. They are beating up American citizens who disagree with them, and they don't care.
Yeah,
because nothing's going to be done about it.
In the European countries, they get in worse trouble for protesting and saying anything about, for example, the gang rapes and things like that, than the people who actually commit the crimes, the foreigners who commit the crimes.
And that's going to happen. It's going to get to that point here in America, too.
Yeah.
It's working the same way to that, too.
It's true.
What a mess, huh? amazing. Nancy is a first-time caller out of Texas. Nancy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Nancy.
I just got a question.
Okay.
One, how do you get to the, how you say that men are like their mothers?
Right.
Okay. Where do you get that? Where do you get that from? How do you come to that conclusion?
Well, if you pay attention to men get angry just like a woman, men worry and they're jealous and strife just like a woman. They are very insecure nowadays just like a woman. They worry like a woman. They don't lead the way. They follow just like a woman. And so they got that from their mothers. That's why God said all who are born of the woman must be born again of the father, because he knows that they have taken on the mother's identity. Even women take on their mother's identity. They lose themselves and become like their mothers, and they repeat the same thing in their life that the mothers have done, because they're not themselves either. They, too, must be born again of the father.
Okay, are you talking natural or spiritual?
Meaning, what do you mean by natural?
Like you said, they must be born again of the Father, but you're talking scripture, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that means that's not natural birth, that's a spiritual birth, right?
Well, I don't know what you mean by natural birth. What's the difference between a natural birth and a spiritual birth?
I mean, the scripture that you're talking about is spiritual, so they do got to be born again, but of the Father, which is Jesus, right? Is that what you're talking about, God?
No, meaning that men and women must forgive their mothers for recreating them in her image, because she couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her, and it's evil. And so when they forgive their mother, they must forgive the physical father for not protecting them from her. And once they forgive the physical problem of father, then they return to the spiritual father,
which is Jesus.
Which is God.
Oh.
Jesus is not our spiritual father. Jesus is our spiritual brother.
Oh. Okay.
That makes sense?
What is your faith? Are you Baptist or?
Does that make sense that Jesus is our spiritual brother and God is our father?
I was taught, our faith teaches us that's who we worship is Jesus.
And what's your faith?
I am apostolic, holiness.
You apostolic?
Yes.
What's an apostolic?
It's holiness, same thing, holiness. Just live by the scripture, whatever the Bible say.
Where in the Bible does Jesus say to worship him?
But don't he say, I and my father are one? The scripture. You're a pastor, right?
Where in the Bible does it say Jesus said to worship him?
I would have to find the scripture, but I know it's there.
You're never going to find that.
Okay.
You're not going to, even in the apostolic Bible, you're not going to find that Jesus said to ever worship him.
Okay.
So why do you worship Jesus?
Because that's what I've always, that's all I know, and that's what I've been taught, and that's what I do.
But you've been taught wrong. That's why you're not happy.
I'm happy. I'm not happy.
No, you don't have peace. You're angry.
And my mother's never done anything to me. The mother thing, I'm not understanding that either, like this mother thing.
Because you're angry and you don't want to see it.
I'm not angry, Jesse.
Yes,
what could I be angry about? About what?
You haven't forgiven your mother.
My mother's never done anything to me, but taught me the right things.
Your mother could not teach you the right things. She didn't know right herself.
She raised me, so, yeah. I think she did a pretty good job.
No, she did not. She did a horrible job. She may have fed you, but she didn't raise you. Because if your mother had raised you, ain't no way you would be thinking that Jesus is your spiritual God. I mean, what God, Jesus said to worship him, whatever you said. There's no way.
So who raised me if my mother raised me? My mother did raise me. She did she did the best she could.
That's true. She did the best she should, but she she has recreated your image. Didn't your father protect you from your mother?
No, my father was never in my life, and it wasn't that she didn't want him there. That's the choice that he made because he wasn't a provider. He's just food with loose women and did whatever. He didn't take care of the family, so my mother left.
How do you know that?
Because I know, because that's what my oldest brother told me. That's what my mother said, and I know it's true.
Why haven't you gone to your father to find out from him what the truth is?
I did speak with him one time, and he never would. All he wanted to do was use profanity and curse and all that type stuff.
Did you ask him why he didn't protect you from your mother?
No, because he wasn't a provider. He didn't take care of none of his children.
Did you ask him why he didn't?
I did not.
And so how are you going to make a decision about him and you never ask him about it? Where's the love in that?
There's no hate in it.
Where is the love in that?
He was wrong when he left his family.
Where is the love in that?
There's no hate in it. I have no hatred for him.
Where is the love in that?
It's not. We're not talking about love or hate, are we?
We're talking about
him not being a provider.
Where is the love in not asking your father what happened?
Because his words don't hold any truth.
What? I don't even understand what you just said.
His words don't hold any truth.
But how do you know? You never ask.
It doesn't, because he walked away from his family.
How will you ever know God? That's why you have the wrong belief about God. You hate your father.
I don't hate my father. I don't hate him.
If you didn't hate him.
I don't hate anybody.
If you didn't hate your father, you would have gone to him and asked. You wouldn't have asked your mama. You would not have asked your brother. You would have gone to your earthly father and asked him about it. If you had love. But you have made a decision based on what someone else said, and you have not gone to your father to ask him what happened. Where's the love in that?
I couldn't tell you. I don't have no hatred for him.
Yes, you do. Because if you didn't hate him, you would have gone to him and asked him.
If you say so, Jesse.
You don't think that's true?
No, I don't have any hatred for him.
If you did have hatred for him, you would have gone to him and asked him what happened rather than asking somebody else. Because your mother is not going to tell the truth. Your mother is not going to tell you your daddy just didn't know how to deal with me. And he left. He left me. He did not leave you. Your mother is not going to tell you the truth about herself.
My mother was a good woman.
And there was nothing good about your mother. Nothing.
Jesse, you can't say that. You don't know. You don't even know nothing about my mother. You can't make that.
I know for a fact that there was nothing good about your mother. Zero.
So you're saying there's nothing good about me if there's nothing good about my mother, right?
What's good about you?
She raised me.
What's good about you?
I'm a good person.
What's good about you?
Everything. I work hard. I take care of business. I do what I'm supposed to do as a woman. So.
But you didn't tell me what's good about you.
That is good qualities about me that I think is good about me.
You didn't tell me what's good about you.
Why didn't I? I said I'm a good person.
You told me what you do.
I work hard.
You told me you're going
to feed
yourself.
I do the right thing.
But you didn't do the right thing. You didn't even go to your earthly father and find out what happened.
And I've raised my son.
No, you didn't go to your earthly father and find out what happened.
Okay. It doesn't matter, though.
It does matter. You said you were good, and yet you haven't told me one good thing about you.
I just told you. I do right by people.
You believe in God?
Yes.
So God said no person is good. Why do you think you're good?
There's no good thing in our flesh. That is true.
God said no one is good. Why do you say you're good and your mama good?
I am a good person.
But
I
why
am
do
a good
you
person.
Is God lying?
No, God's not a liar.
Well, he said you were no good. And
there's
you
no
said
good
your mama ain't
flesh.
No good.
My mother was a good woman.
So God lied about y'all?
God is not a liar. What is he?
He said that you were no good.
That's about mankind, period. That's about men and women, not just women.
I said nobody.
So
you feel better now?
No, I'm okay.
I said nobody. He said no one is good. Nobody is good. Even Christ said that he was not good.
Including you, sir?
Did Christ say he was not good, too?
I've never read that.
You never read what Christ said. Why do you call me good? No man is good.
I've never read that.
Then what Bible are you reading at Apostolic Church?
I read out the King James.
King James Apple? Here's what I recommend, Nancy. Do what you want. And you don't have to admit it to no one, and I don't blame you if you don't. But you need to search your heart so you can forgive your mother for what she's done to you and forgive your father for not being there. He didn't know how to deal with your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother so that God can forgive you. And then you'll see that apostolic church has been lying to you.
Okay.
All right.
So, are you a pastor?
Will you
really
do that?
Are you a pastor?
No, I'm just Jesse.
Yeah. I thought you was a pastor. Okay.
No.
Oh.
But go forgive your mother. Let me know how it goes. Forgive your mother and your father. Was your son raised by his father or you?
He was raised by me.
What was his father?
He's deceased.
So you did the same thing your mother did.
Well, you guess what, Jesse? I could have got an abortion, but I'm against abortion.
You did the same thing your mother did.
Well, you mean my mother was married?
Have you forgiven have you apologized to your son for screwing his life up?
My son's life's not screwed up.
Yes,
my son's good. Jesse.
I guarantee your son is unhappy. I guarantee it.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But anyway,
not true.
Because of time, I got to run, but call me again. But forgive your mother and ask your father still living?
He's deceased as well. So is my mother.
Well, realize that your father loved you and that you're wrong for judging him so God can forgive you and make you free.
I'm free in Jesus. I'm good, Jesse.
No, you're not.
But
you're
nice
ain't
talking
free.
To you.
Ain't no way. You free in Jesus. Jesus ain't telling you to be free in him. What the... Good talking to you, Nancy.
All right.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube. Duviz. No message. Thank you, Duviz.
Thank you.
Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Mark S. Love is and will always be God's nature.
Amazing. Thank you. Absolutely.
I'm lucky to see this truth.
Yeah.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Quick break. Back in a moment. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on pules.net. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. jabbing. She knows she's still the boss. Barack Obama. Amazing. Couple of quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson show at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. It's not even long, it's a gift. Isn't that amazing? From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate, rebuildingaman.com/donate, or you can mail it in if you want to write a check or money order out to Bond. It's a 501c3, all right? You get a tax back on it, something back, and help us to help others. You can mail it, pay it out to Bond, send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call Bond, 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. And make a donation there. And last but not least, you can scan the QR code. The QR code to support Bond. And I appreciate it. Thank you for helping us to help others. And some of you are doing it. I don't have to even remind you. I appreciate that. All right. One quick thing I want to show you. Another just a mess on the, I believe it's on the train. I told you about the young lady that was accused of killing a little boy because she loved attention, according to the report. Well, in my country, something we've never seen before until recently, the last few years when they took away the bail bonds and they let the inmates out of prisons and jails and they defunded the police. And y'all said, yeah, let's defund the police. Let's take away bail bonds. This is from WGN-TV. A man pulled out his cell phone and then stabbed a sleeping man to death on a Chicago train early Saturday morning, January 10th. While recording, he was doing this while recording it. The victim was sleeping on the train for about an hour and had no interaction with the man, period, or prior to the incident. Watch this from WGN News.
Evil for you, you know what I mean? Like, there's good and evil in the world, and fortunately, seems like evil's really overpowering the good.
Commuters reacting to a brutal stabbing that took the life of a 37-year-old man early Saturday on the Blue Line. Chicago police say this man, 40-year-old Demetrius Thurman, boarded the train around 2:15 a.m., then approached the victim who was sleeping, pulling out a knife and stabbing the man in the chest and stomach, recording the entire attack on his cell phone. Prosecutors say surveillance video on the train shows Thurman moving to another car, then continuing to record security officers as they responded to the victim through a window before leaving the CTA station at Clark and Lake. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. Chicago police say they recognized Thurman from a still photo from CTA. Detectives who recognized Thurman from a prior encounter earlier in the week arrested him on South Canal Street Sunday. They say Thurman was wearing the same clothing as the day before and also had the cell phone on him with the recording of the murder. Prosecutors say he confessed to the crime during questioning.
what's wrong with the blacks? I wonder if the man was white that he stabbed, because they didn't say. So it made me wonder, was the man that was that the guy was accused of killing, was he a white man? I guarantee you, had a white man done this, you would know the color of the other person right away. On another train, on here's a other train stabbing in the area, included a man who set a passenger on fire in November. Watch this from WGN News.
There was another stabbing on the Red Line near West 69th Street early Sunday morning. A 34-year-old man got into a fight with another passenger and was stabbed in the chest. And 1 week ago at the same location, a man and woman were stabbed. It also follows the November incident when a man set a woman on fire on a train near the Clark and Lake station. This all comes as the Trump administration has threatened to revoke $50 million in federal funding for CTA unless it submits a revised plan to combat crime.
I'm just making sure you're not wearing any headphones, paying attention. I know some people might have to commute and they might be tired if it's a long commute, but at least try to stay awake just to be sure, because you just never know what could happen.
So they took away the defunding the police. They want to blame Trump. Defunding the police, let the inmates out of the jail because the prison system is racist, they say. And they let them out, and look what's happening. Look what's happening. And it's got to get worse. It's just got to get worse. Evil is real. And it lives in the hearts of human beings. That's why you got to drop the anger. Anyone that tell you that they're emotional, they're afraid, they're jealous, they have envy, strife, revenge, suicidal thoughts, depression, loneliness, and all, they're telling you they're evil. Anger, they're telling you that they're evil. And Christ said, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. They kill the hearts and the physical. Do what you want. You can be free or you can sell your misery. And hurting others all for the thrill of it. It's just for the thrill. If you doubt me, you can prove me wrong. The next time you sit with someone and they gossip, or you sit with an angry person, or you're around an angry person, or an emotional person, man or woman, watch how they have a thrill about it. And they call it life, but it's death. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Larry out of Indiana. Larry, you are on the air.
What's going on, buddy?
All is well, Larry.
Nice. Nice to hear from you again, man. I'm just here with my girlfriend. We've been going back and forth, kind of not really debating, but debating about who was made in the image of God, man and woman. Last night, two nights ago, we're going through the Bible. We're going through the debate, and she's like, I need to read my Bible. So I'm like, let's pull up Genesis right now. So we pulled out Genesis, and I showed her, you know, what it said and whatnot, and she's just having a hard time. So I could be wrong. I say that men are created in the image of God, and women are created in the image of men. I know I could be wrong. She could be wrong, but I just wanted to see if, you know, you had a little bit more clarity for us on right, who's wrong.
You're absolutely right. Men are created in the image of God. And the woman is created in the image of the man. Absolutely. And that's why every time the man listens to the woman, because her image is of evil, every time he listens to the woman, he suffers. Every time. And then they are putting women in charge of everything now. It cannot get better because women don't have the insight to make the right decision. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. male and female, he created them. Amazing.
So she's black and slow. She black. Could you kind of explain it to her? Could you kind of dumb it down and kind of explain how that order makes sense? Because when I explain it, in the way I explain it, it kind of sounds, this is how they say, like, misogynistic, or just sound like, you know, like, I just think women are beneath me, or you know how that whole thing goes. But if you had to break it down and explain it to her so she could understand better, how would you break that down?
But it can't get any clearer than that. That is quite clear. It's just that they don't want to hear the truth. And then rather than admitting, I don't want to hear the truth, they attack you personally so they can get a reaction from you. Don't react and let the truth be the truth. And don't get mad at them. They just can't see. Forgive them. They know not what to see. And then there's no more you can say about that. It's just the truth. And you can't never, ever, ever, I'm telling you, man, as long as you walk this earth, never try to convince or prove anything to anyone about anything. They don't want to hear it. They don't understand it. They just don't want to hear it. And that's why
that
they call
you. If you want to get,
that's why they call you misogynistic. What's that? When a man tells the truth.
Misogynistic.
Or you hate women, yeah. Or you're this, or you're that, because they are rejecting the truth. And they just don't want it. So they have a right not to want it. And you're wrong for being mad at them or trying to convince them. You can't convince anyone of the truth. And you shouldn't even try.
Understood. Totally understood. It don't get no clearer than that. It says it, you know, clear as daylight in Genesis. But
yeah,
like I said, you know, she black and slow. You know, black people, they're a little behind.
What's wrong with the blacks?
And just one last thing, I'll let you go. I know you got other people. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but it is very abnormal for a grown adult man to have any type of emotions, to be feeling emotions, and he's, you know, am I wrong about that? Or just,
you're totally right. A man with emotion is a woman. That's why he act like a woman. He get mad. He judge. He doesn't lead the way. He act like a woman and keep you from the way.
So you telling me that a man is not supposed to be in tune with his emotions and he's not supposed to be in tune with his emotions? Are you serious?
I promise you, emotions in a man and a woman are evil, and you're supposed to overcome evil, not hang on to it, not identify with it at all, because evil is the nature of Satan, and it will destroy you, your children, your wife, if you have a wife, your friends, everything. Anyone with emotions are evil.
Absolutely.
And that's why you forgive. And when you forgive, you overcome thoughts. And when you overcome a thought, you overcome emotions.
See, that's how you break it down to the black. That's understood, man.
Yeah.
I actually have her on the other line. She's just in, just listening on her phone. And I try to explain it to her. And I talked to her mom and her mom about it, too. And they're like, you know, that's just crazy. There's just no way. But I understand. When I hear it, I see the truth. But for some people, you know, and also, like I said, they butt. So.
But they don't want the truth. The truth will reveal itself to anyone who wants it, who opened themselves up for it. It will come in. It will make a home in you, and it will shine the light inside so you can see. But they don't want it, and so you can't convince them. And God is not going to try to convince them either. He will leave them in their hell because he knows they don't want to come out of their hell. If they want it out, they would go to him to find a way out. They don't want it, so they just don't want it. So don't try to convince either one of them. Wish them well and leave them in their hell.
Nice.
Amazing.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate it, buddy, man.
Yeah, but don't be mad at them because they love their misery. And don't try to convince them, all right, Larry? Lead them into hell.
Absolutely. I'm going to leave them in that fire.
Right. God does. You see, God doesn't force them out. He let them think whatever they want to think, and he leave them there. He'll let them die in their hell and live eternity in hell. He's not going to miss a sleep about it or anything, and you shouldn't either.
Absolutely. That sounds good to me, man. It sounds like paradise, heaven on earth.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Laddie bought another coffee, L-A-D-D-I. Thinking is okay. You cannot stop thinking. Thinking led by the truth will lead you. Thinking led by lies will lead you. Second nature, whether truth or lie. Realize, recognize.
Who was that?
Laddie.
I don't know what Laddie is saying. That's not true. God is not. The only thing you need to think about is practical thinking about food, which is lunch or dinner. But once you're done with that, then there's no more thinking. There's a knowing, a seeing, but no thinking. God is not a thinking. That's why he said that your thoughts are not his, your ways are not his, because he's not into the thinking. He's into the knowing. But I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, church was incredible.
Incredible.
Can the ego ever be fully dead?
100%. He who endures to the end shall be saved. You will get the prize. And yes, the ego can. Christ died from the ego, and so can you, with the spirit of truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny. All right, Jason, the lads. Did anyone see what Sly had to say about King Trump? Basically, what he was saying was, James, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. You talk about Sly Sylvester Stallone?
I didn't see it. I don't know who you're referring to. I know Sly and the Family Stone. I think they did.
Yeah, Sly Stone died, but Sylvester Stallone has praised Donald Trump, calling him a second George Washington and a mythical character for his unprecedented political achievements. So
right
it may have something to do with that.
Right on. Thank you.
What manner of man is this?
Yep.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Digerati Zvengali, welcome new JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Cool name. I don't know what it is, but it's cool. Lori, morning, Jesse.
Morning.
My favorite part of church was about being sick and being in our head. I know sickness in the mind and body, like cancer, comes from anger. When I stopped judging my woman monthly thing we go through, it has not been a problem anymore. What a game changer for me. Thanks.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. It's amazing to me how the mind, the thinking, affect the bodies. It's mind-blowing. Wait until you start waking up and waking up. You'll see. It's amazing. Thank you.
Very nice, Lori. Skip Log.
Skip.
Heart on fire for truth. Thank you, JLP.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing.
And 77 Market with a rumble rant. Happy Robert E. Lee Day.
Thank you.
It's my 50th birthday, too.
Happy 50th birthday. Amazing. Thank
you. Yeah, it's Robert E. Lee's day in, like, Alabama or somewhere beautiful like that.
Right on. Happy, well, right on, Robert.
Lolly A. Moxie, welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Ginger Grootsius. In my opinion, I think IMOP. Signs are here. Times will get worse as we have entered into the 7-year tribulations. Repent, brothers and sisters. GG. Texas men are women, and women are hard like men. Just saying. JS, I think. Thank you, Ginger Grootsius.
Thank you. Amazing.
Blood or water? Have you ever tried? Have you tried the Asperger's yet? Happy birthday.
I have not tried the Asperger. Amazing. Thank you.
Maryland 3. Best fellowship on this side of heaven. Thank you, Uncle Jesse, for all that you do.
And thank you for helping us to help us. I appreciate it. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. I got to stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest of these later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. The clock time is going by fast. Let me go to first time caller out of Ohio. Troy, you are on the air. Hey, Troy. Troy, so what now? You can't hear him? Maybe so. Are you on mute, Troy? Hit the mute. All right. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jessup. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yes, sir.
My New Year is going great. I've quit smoking weed. I stopped playing video games. I quit the, you know, other stuff. Right. And it's I'm letting go. It's amazing.
Amazing.
I get like a in my inbox on Facebook from my mom, just like constantly inboxing me with videos and stuff. Am I not protected anymore? Or
meaning what?
I'm
You don't want her to do that?
No.
Why don't you take it off your inbox then?
Okay, I like have a love-hate relationship as well. I've called in about that, and I'm over that.
Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, I called in about her, and I forgave her. I forgave both of my parents.
Did you tell your mother you was sorry for resenting her?
I should say that.
Did you tell your mother?
No.
So did you go to her and forgive her?
Yeah, I went to her face to face.
And what'd you say?
I told her, I'm forgive you for turning me away from my father.
Right.
And I did that, and she didn't respond to me, and so I don't know.
Now move on with your life, and if you don't want her any communication with her, you have a right not to. Just don't resent her. She's asleep and can't see. But why don't you block her from your inbox thing?
Well, hey, when my dad was supposed to protect me as a kid and he didn't.
Right.
Is he supposed to protect me from stuff like this where I'm getting kind of like a stream of consciousness into my inbox?
How old are you?
I'm 31.
No, you're on your own, buddy.
All right. I'll let you go, man. Thanks so much.
Why don't you block her, John?
I'll block her. I blocked her and unblocked her and unblocked her, but I'll block her. All right.
Why are you unblocking her? You don't want to speak to her. Why are you unblocking her?
I'm holding on to her, though.
Why?
When I block her.
Why?
When I block her.
No, you let it go by forgiving her and move on with her life.
You know, I used to, as a kid, think about, like, one day I'm going to have the love of my life and it's going to be so great.
Right.
And that came and went, and I guess I'm ticked.
Because you married your mama.
Yeah, well, you could say I married her, yeah, but I didn't marry her. I just had, like, a short thing, and I think there might have been a child, but we got the morning after pill quick to abort it. Man.
Yeah, what a mess. John, can you call me back tomorrow?
I'll call you back.
Yeah, call me back, and I want to finish this conversation.
We'll talk about my child that was alive for maybe 1 second.
All right. All right, buddy. Call me tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
Someone five fellowship yesterday was Mamma Mia. Ooh la la, si senor.
It really was. RebuildingAMan.com/shirt. Check it out.
Anthony L. Cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony.
We need to replace MLK Day with JLP Day. Thumbs up, American flag, says Gregatron.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone, strong black arm emoji.
Right on.
On Cash App.
Nice.
Coloni L. In honor of Black History next month, my pastor wants all the dark skins to sit in the front of the church and all the whites sit all the way in the back. Is it okay if you're light skinned? You can sit in the middle or just not the front. Is this racist?
That's evil. What? No.
Bibby 42, Nasty Nancy. Eating her little apple salad with the forbidden fruit. What a mess.
I know, what a mess.
See you, Bill.
Nancy thinks she's good. Ain't nothing good about Nancy or her mama. Amazing.
Your guest on The Fallen State, T.K. Coleman, was okay. In my opinion, he's a liberal Christian minimalist.
Amazing. Thank you. TheFallenState.tv, last week episode. Check it out.
Lori answering to the biblical question, do you believe you're perfect or imperfect?
Right.
God made me perfect because everything God makes is perfection. I just been under the spell of evil and forgot who I am.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111. Uncle Jesse, I love, love, love when Christians call in and tell you about their good persons, like their mother and how they are a good person. Meanwhile, Christ said no man or woman is good.
No man, no one is good. Even Christ said, why do you call me good? No man is good. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Anthony L., does the applesauce Bible come in cinnamon flavor?
What a mess. Thank you.
Bulgar Wolf. About fellowship yesterday, Jesse is right about healing and miracles. The miracle dissolves error because the Holy Spirit identifies error as false or unreal. Same as saying that by perceiving the light, darkness automatically disappears.
Amazing. I rest my case.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all very much. Mark out of Los Angeles. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Charles, out of Michigan. And other callings in the drop. I'm out of time. The Hate Report coming now. And then the Anchor Baby. And then check out Punchy TV. And thank you for your support. And bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.